KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Western Iowa Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agents at 1911 North La Vista Heights Road, just north of Embers in Avoca.
It's the middle of the night, and all of a sudden you wake up really thirsty. You get out of bed to get a drink of water and walk to the kitchen with the lights on. Your toes don't like it. And your cat doesn't like it. Your wife's $3,000 vase doesn't like it. You can laugh about it later. Much later if your wife's around. But a serious accident is nothing to laugh about. An accident can happen to your home or your automobile. Then nobody's laughing. That's why you need homeowners and auto protection from Western Iowa Insurance. We're an independent insurance agency, so we can shop around for the best rates and the best coverage. Coverage to fit your family and your situation. A home or auto accident is no laughing matter, but coverage from Western Iowa Insurance can certainly put a smile back on your face. Home and auto insurance from Western Iowa Insurance, your independent insurance agent in Avoca.
Western Iowa Insurance, a tradition of trust.
Well, Alex Smith says that he has no hard feelings when it comes to the San Francisco 49ers. That doesn't mean he wouldn't like to play well tonight, though. Smith will be leading the Kansas City Chiefs into Arrowhead Stadium for the first time as their starting quarterback against his former team. Smith had resurrected his career in San Francisco before getting hurt last season. When he was healthy enough to return, he found that he had lost his job to Colin Kaepernick and then had to watch as Kaepernick led the 49ers into the Super Bowl matchup. Smith was traded to the Chiefs in the offseason and now wants to show the 49ers what they discarded, even if he says the split was amicable. Well, Michael Vick was nearly flawless. Nick Foles looked sharp, and Philadelphia Eagles quarterback competition remains close. Vick and Foles each led the Eagles to touchdown drives in a 14-9 victory over Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers last night. Vick, the four-time Pro Bowl pick, has the statistical edge over Foles, the second-year pro, but Coach Chip Kelly hasn't given any indication that he's leaning toward one over the other. Elsewhere in preseason NFL football last night, Baltimore outscored Atlanta 27-23. It was Cleveland over Detroit 24-6, and Chicago outpointed San Diego 33-28. In other NFL news, Tom Brady was back at practice wearing a knee brace a day after hurting his knee. The Patriots quarterback jogged from sideline to sideline with his teammates at the start of practice. Brady sprained his left knee about midway through Wednesday's practice. It isn't known if he'll play tonight when New England and Tampa Bay meet in an exhibition game. The Patriots also cut veteran wide receiver Michael Jenkins. A day after moving atop Pittsburgh's depth chart at running back, Steelers rookie Le'Veon Bell's status is in doubt for Monday night's preseason game against the Washington Redskins. Bell aggravated a left knee injury during a training camp practice on Thursday. New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton says veteran linebacker Jonathan Vilma has traveled to Philadelphia to have arthroscopic knee surgery. Vilma has had numerous surgeries on his left knee during the past two seasons, and there's no timetable right now for his return. Mark Sanchez has a chance to take the lead in the New York Jets' highly contested quarterback competition. The team has announced that Sanchez will start over rookie Geno Smith for the preseason home game against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Saturday night. Meanwhile, Jaguars coach Gus Bradley says Blaine Gabbert will get the starting quarterback for his team against the Jets. Gabbert is battling Chad Henne for the starting job. Defensive end Antoine Applewhite has signed with the Miami Dolphins after he endured an injury-plagued 2012 season with the Carolina Panthers. Applewhite has appeared in 48 NFL games with the San Diego Chargers and the Panthers, starting 17 of them. He was slowed by knee and hamstring injuries last year and played in only five games. Well, the final hurdle to testing players for HGH this season apparently involves the NFL and the union agreeing on whether Commissioner Roger Goodell will hear appeals for violations other than a positive test. That's according to a person who works for the league. That person sent an email Thursday to the Associated Press to update the status of negotiations between the league and the NFL Players Association. The league and the union first paved the way for HGH testing in the 10-year collective bargaining agreement that they signed in 2011, but they've been arguing over the fine print ever since. And in baseball, Matt Carpenter had four hits and scored the winning run on Matt Holliday's single in the 12th inning, helping the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-5 on Thursday for their second extra-inning triumph over the National League Central leaders in 3 days. The Cardinals took 2 of 3 in the series to pull within 2 games of the sagging Pirates, who've dropped 5 out of 6. St. Louis won 4-3 in 14 innings in the series opener on Tuesday night. Rookie Kevin Segrist, the St. Louis Cardinals' seventh pitcher of the game, struck out 2 in a perfect 12th inning against the heart of the Pirates order. In other National League action yesterday, San Francisco beat Washington 4-3, Cincinnati over Milwaukee 2-1, and the Mets beat San Diego 4-1. Prince Fielder homered for the first time in 3 weeks, hitting a two-run shot in the first inning to help the Detroit Tigers to a 4-1 victory over the Kansas City Royals last night. Andy Dirks added two doubles and a couple of singles for the AL Central leading Tigers, who took the opener of this five-game series with third-place Kansas City. The Royals have lost three in a row after a 17-3 stretch that put them in contention for a postseason spot. Detroit's Anibal Sanchez allowed a run and seven hits over seven in the third innings. Bruce Rondon finished the eighth, and Joaquin Benoit pitched a hitless ninth for his 16th save in 16 chances. Jeremy Guthrie allowed four runs and 13 hits over seven innings in the loss for the Royals. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, the Angels beat the Yankees 8-4, Oakland over Houston 5-0, Toronto beat Boston 2-1, Tampa Bay over Seattle 7-1, Minnesota beat Chicago 4-3. In Pacific Coast League play, Sacramento topped the Iowa Cubs 9-1, Fresno beat the Omaha Storm Chasers by a 6-1 final. In other baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals will purchase the contract of one of their top prospects, second baseman Colton Wong from AAA Memphis, prior to today's game at Chicago. Outfielder Adrian Chambers was optioned to Memphis after the Cardinals beat Pittsburgh yesterday. The 22-year-old Wong was a first-round draft pick and the 22nd overall pick in 2011. He was batting .303 in 107 games at Memphis with 21 doubles, 8 triples, 10 homers, and 20 stolen bases. Matt Carpenter has had a breakout year at second base and in the leadoff spot, leading the National League with 48 multi-hit games and 40 doubles, but can also play corner outfield spots and third base. A person familiar with the deal says the New York Yankees have signed free-swinging corner infielder Mark Reynolds. Reynolds was released by the Cleveland Indians last week after a month-long slump. Reynolds will provide a right-handed bat to back up lefty-swinging Lyle Overbay at first base and could spell Alex Rodriguez at third base. Well, Major League Baseball is expanding its video review process next season, giving managers a tool that they've never had. Managers will be allowed one challenge over the first six innings of games and then two after the seventh inning until the end of the game. Calls that are challenged will be reviewed by a crew in Major League Baseball headquarters in New York City, which will make the final ruling. The proposal is to be voted on by the owners in November. A 75% vote is needed for approval, and the Players Association and the umpires would have to agree to any changes to the current system. Atlanta Braves President John Schuerholz, a member of the replay committee, says the umpires are receptive to the change. Schuerholz says 89% of incorrect calls made in the past will be reviewable. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Western Iowa Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agents at 1911 North La Vista Heights Road, just north of Embers in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.